Exclusive, Texas AG Paxton, CCP may be the biggest threat to America's freedom. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 29, 2022. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Breitbart News that the Chinese Communist Party may be the biggest threat to America's freedom. It's hard to say this, even more than the Biden administration. In an interview on Breitbart News Saturday, Paxton touched on his office's efforts to combat the Biden administration's radical immigration agenda and what could be done about the CCP's influence on American politics. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview talking about former President Donald Trump's Saturday night rally in Conroe, Texas, where Paxton is scheduled to speak. "I think what you look for is a surprise. You never know exactly what he's gonna say. But I certainly know he's gonna highlight the last year of the Biden administration," Paxton said when asked what could be expected at tonight's rally. "And the disaster, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's the border, whether it's inflation, whether it's supply chain, whether it's crime, you name it. Everything has gone the wrong way for the American people and the Biden administration." Paxton then said he often asks his Democrat friends to name at least one thing that has been good for Americans during Biden's first year in office, but they have zero examples. Boyle next touched on the lawsuits that Paxton and other Republican attorneys general have filed to combat the Biden administration's radical left agenda. "Yeah, it's shocking that I would say this, but we have 27 lawsuits right now with the Biden administration. We've been successful in over 90% of those," Paxton said. He then talked about a summit he held with 12 Republican attorneys general this week at the nation's southern border. "Everybody that comes cross-border obviously pays the cartels, and so I got to show firsthand to these Republican attorney generals just how bad it is and how really, there are no border states. Every state is a border state." Paxton mentioned how the night before his border summit, federal officials canceled the scheduled briefings they were supposed to give the Republican AGs. "What was interesting is we had set up all these briefings from our state police, who did give us a briefing from local officials. And then also from Border Patrol, who we love working with, great men and women, and then also ICE," he said. "And unfortunately, the Biden administration, somebody in Washington the night before these Republicans were going to be there, canceled all the briefings." Boyle then asked Paxton to discuss the criteria he looks for when determining which Biden policy to challenge in federal court. "So what we often look at is the Biden administration doing something in direct violation of the federal law, in direct violation of their constitutional role," Paxton said. He went on to talk about the most recent lawsuit filed by himself and other Republican AGs challenging the Central American Minors Refugee and Parole Program, which allows asylum seekers in America to import certain family members into the country from their home country. "And so we've sued the Biden administration some just yesterday. And the reason we did was because there is nothing in federal law. There's nothing that Congress has authorized that allows the Biden administration to use taxpayer dollars to invite family members of these people claiming asylum to come into the country." Boyle, who noted that statewide AG races are some of the most important elections to vote in, asked Paxton to put in context the importance of voters electing the proper attorney general. Paxton recently decided to run for his third term as Texas AG because he felt like we were in a crisis in our country. "We have a president who's rogue, who isn't following the Constitution. And I have these people running against me who have no experience doing this job," Paxton said. "And even the roles they had before, they didn't demonstrate that ability to stand up and fight the fight." Paxton said the AG position may be the difference between preserving our freedoms, protecting our Constitution, giving the American people the opportunity to continue to make their own decisions, instead of having a federal government say, "You have a vaccine or we're gonna fire you, we're gonna ruin the border and ruin the country." Boyle wrapped up the interview talking about Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer's new book, Red Handed, which exposes the Biden family's financial ties to the Chinese Communist Party. He asked Paxton if the AG's office could do anything to prevent Chinese influence on American politics. "You know, I have the same concern you do. I think the Chinese communists are maybe the biggest threat to America's freedom. Even, it's hard to say this, even more than the Biden administration," Paxton said. and the fact that there may be collusion and the fact that some of Biden's family and other members of his administration may have these connections with the Chinese is extremely concerning. Paxton said Republican AGs are looking at ways to combat China's influence, but noted that it is novel because the federal government typically protects us from foreign threats. So yes, we are looking at ways to try to have an impact on the Chinese communists in our state. But it's difficult because normally that's associated with the federal government protecting us from international threats, not in individual states, he explained. And so we're all looking at that, all of the Republican attorney generals, but it's a new area for us. And it may be one that we have to sort of feel our way around in as we move forward because we all do have concerns about what's going on with China. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.